This is Southwestern Trails, and I'm Eb Eberline. Let's give you a twofer today, two really cool places to go right in the same vicinity. We'll start in Silver City, New Mexico, and drive north on State Road 15 into the Gila National Forest. The drive will take you about an hour and a half on mountain grades and turns. It's not a quick road at all, but beautiful all the way in. And at the end of the road, you'll find the Gila Cliff Dwellings National Monument Visitor Center. Let's stop there and check things out and assess the middle fork of the Gila River level before we decide what we do first today. One thing we're going to do is go visit the cliff dwellings themselves. These are very well preserved in overhanging alcoves and caves in the cliffs. This was the Mogollon culture, inhabited approximately 900 years ago by native peoples. After spending some time there, I think we ought to go for a bath in the river. Oh, there was a lot of snow this year, so the river could be cold, but fortunately, only a couple of miles up the middle fork of the Gila, you will find the Gila Hot Springs. Hot springs are wonderful, and these require a little bit of care because the spring issuing out of the bank of the river is usually at about 129 degrees. That's enough to cause severe burns. That water flows into the river, and hikers like you and me create pools with the rocks of the river where the river water can come in and mix with that hot spring water and reach temperatures that are exactly what you desire. Oh, bring a paddle of some sort along, something to stir the water with, because, oh, it can be a situation where one side of the pool has got that nice hot water and the other side with the river water coming in, which was snow melt just a day and a half ago, it wants to be stirred a bit. So plan on bringing something to stir with. Sit back, relax. It's an easy hike, although you do have to cross the river twice on your way in on that middle fork of the Gila River Trail. So one other caution besides the intense temperature that can be encountered at these springs is a good safety thought for all hot springs. There is a rare form of meningitis that can be caused by an amoeba that inhabits warm water. This can happen anywhere in hot springs around the world. The organism can enter the brain through nasal passages or perforated eardrums and produce a sore throat, severe headache, and even in rare cases, death. Bathers in hot springs are advised not to dip their head into the water. So looking forward to seeing you enjoying the ancient history of this beautiful Four Corners region and getting a bath in the deal. This has been Southwestern Trails with